From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting live. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for Thursday's terrorist attack in Barcelona, Spain. A driver sped a van along a crowded sidewalk, killing 13 people and injuring more than 100. Catalonia police say two people are in custody, one from Morocco and the other from a Spanish enclave that shares a border with Morocco on the northern coast of Africa. But the van driver is apparently still on the loose, and it is unclear exactly how the two in custody are connected with the attack. The American Vice President Mike Pence spoke about the attack on Thursday.
Whatever inspired today's terror attack, the United States stands ready to assist the people of Spain and find and punish those responsible.
Police are also saying that Thursday's attack is tied to a blast in a house in Catalonia the day before, killing one person. Police believe those in the house were building an explosive device that went off, leading to speculation that a larger terror plot may have been in the works. What is known is that witnesses say the driver deliberately drove into a pedestrian area that runs down the center of Las Ramblas, a street in Barcelona with shops and cafes that is popular with locals and tourists. They say the van was driving at a high speed and swerved from side to side, leaving a trail of blood and bodies with twisted, broken legs. Some witnesses say they saw two armed men jump out and disappear into a restaurant. Police arrived almost instantly and immediately shut down the area. Catalonian police say the driver was trying to kill as many people as possible. You're listening to news from the Voice of America.